fine.
Kof Gimel Elul, Monday the 23rd of September, Rabbi David Halpern, performing a mitzvah before Birchas HaTorah. I think you've always tumbled once before.
Morgen, I get the sliches. Maybe we'll start with a short mussel. Stick like dumme. One night with a kleine mussel. Yiddish is the best, yeah? So it's a small mussel from the Baditschewa. All year round, could I to run from the Baditschewa and Chodesh Elul Abad and Abad. The story goes round that in Radin, a bucha came Chodesh Elul for the yeshiva, and the yeshiva was packed full. Literally, there was no place. And the manal, the mashkiach, said, you know, we can't take in anybody. Maybe next year, this year, we're packed. And he went to Chofetz Chaim, the mekenish kemenish, you know, sometimes it's impossible. Then the bucha mentioned there's a ayin from the baditshiva. It's like, oh, Elul, the baditshiva, we have to have him in yeshiva. So we need the baditshiva rod. And the baditshiva, the Zeichat Tzadik of Bucha said, why in Shoifreis, miyatsim today a week, We say Atun Iglesa, Kabbalah Satoyle, which was with the Shoifres, Pshteitzach. To Zuka Mushal, a king, once went hunting and he got lost in the forest and he was mamish distraught, hours and hours of bad weather, rain, he was in a terrible state. So he found somewhere, the light was on, knocked on the door, the person didn't want to see him. One, two, three. One door, he knocked on and said, yeah, come in. Yeah. It was Machabadim, and looked after him, the best ocean. So the king was very grateful to him, and he, whatever, rewarded him as it's passed. After a long time, a year or two later, this man got into trouble, and he had a very serious court case, which was Mamish Konstantinus. And he used the opportunities, he went to the king, but he dressed himself in those bagudim which he was wearing when the king met him at the first time. And as he walked in, the king saw him and associated the situation then and reminded himself what he looked like at the time. And he helped him out, and he helped him. The Gzok, that we come, Rosh Hashanah, Zecher Yom Hadin, the Katzukas come with all these tanas against Eden, from Al-Azaten, which we have to find a way to get out of it. So there's a lot of things. We've got the Chodesh Elul, first of all, and Shiva, Tfilah. One of the things is that we say, Rebbeinu Shloilem, there was a time when you went around the whole world trying to find somebody to receive the Torah. Nobody wanted it. We were the ones who took it. So we remind Kav Yuchel, remind Atun Gleis, Manan Kvedecho, Kabulis HaTorah, that to remind the Gavaltik Ahava, which the Irish had the Pshas Kabulis HaTorah, that should be Ma'ore Rachmanos. So certainly the Hachuna to Kabulis HaTorah Zecha is Torah and mitzvahs. We talk about inyaming birchas haTorah and mitzvahs. Mezukshen slichas hand, b'shebriya brings that up, that one should say birchas haTorah before slichas, even though perhaps there is a shitter, that slichas is not Torah, it's tefillah, but the b'shebriya says, afal pi ken, we shouldn't rely on that shitter, we should say birchas haTorah, we're saying psikim and so on and so on, we should say birchas haTorah first. As you know, not allowed to learn before Torah. Shechan Uruch said that you mustn't, that Mahar Hirer is allowed. Thinking of Torah allowed, you just mustn't learn with your mouth. Or Shomei Ka'ina is also like speaking. Or what you are doing now is Shomei Ka'ina. That's also like Dibur. But just Mahar, the Shechan Uruch says you're allowed to, and the Ben Lagun is Mechilik. The Ben Lagun says, as even Hirer is also before. So certainly saying all this psikim, and the emes is ideally, a person in the morning when he gets up, when his body is ready to say bruchas, he should say bruchas haTorah at home. Don't leave it for this medish. Let the walls of the house hear how he says, v'hniya anachni, v'tetzu'ayni, v'tetzu'etzu'ayni. The walls of the house should hear it, and if the children are half awake, they should also hear it. And besides that, this way, when he walks to bis medish, you can think of Torah. He comes up to bis medish, ma'atoyv, and so on, so on. Ideally, one should say bruchas haTorah at home, if one can. So there's a shala going round, went round, by Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein, Zangin Tishtak. Somebody asked him the following. I didn't say Birch HaTorah when I came to shul. All right, that was his problem. I came in shul, and before I had a chance to say Birch HaTorah, One of the Shlichei Mitzvah is going round collecting, and he starts here and he goes round. I haven't said Berachas HaTorah yet. Do I need to say Berachas HaTorah in order to give tzedakah, to do a mitzvah? I could say to the man, obviously, Chavod Udom is more important than all these cheshbonos, but the man's going around anyway, because I could say, just on the way back, stop at me on the way back, without being mevazahim. And also, don't forget, there's a lav also, or a man should take the hand and ask for tzedakah not to give, there's a lav, and Mishnah Brida and Hilchos Sikah comes up with an idea that might be a leisa acha if you say later and so on and so on. It's not so push it. Akpunim, putting aside all the other shalas, he asks, am I allowed to give tzedakah before Berachas HaTorah, or should I wait? Should I say Berachas HaTorah, and when it comes around afterwards, give him tzedakah? So he says, L'choira, it seems to be a machlokes. If you're allowed to do a mitzvah before Berachas HaTorah. It's interesting, machlokes. A pisvura. Berachas HaTorah is Berachas HaTorah. Mitzvah, kiyam, a mitzvah is L'choira. Hasn't got shach with Berachas HaTorah. And the Mishnah Brurah says very clearly, as and I'm on for base here, Lekila Alma, even according to the Gaon says that you mustn't be maharher b'divrei Torah before Berachas HaTorah. And when you do a mitzvah, maybe you are maharher. You're trying to plan how you put it on your tefillin. So you're working out. Yeah, pialuch should be here. It should be ben necho. So maybe you are maharher while you're doing the mitzvah. You are maharher of divrei Torah. That doesn't matter. There's nothing wrong with doing a mitzvah before Berachas HaTorah. And even that hira, as the Mishnah Brura, the Lusha Mishnah Brura is. Even though he is planning, the halucha says it should be here, and so on, he's thinking of the halucha, but it's not the Shem Limud HaTorah, and therefore there's no din of Berachas HaTorah. Papashtis was probably what he means, that, as we know, mitzvah Sriches Kavuna, if you do a mitzvah, Shaloi L'Shem Mitzvah, for other reasons, you're crying on your twin, you want to see if the Ritzia is the right side, you're not Makai the mitzvah, it has to be L'Shem Mitzvah. So even though you're Mahara, whilst you're doing the mitzvah, how to do it properly, you're not Mahara to be Makai, you're not Machavan L'Shem Mitzvah's Limud HaTorah. So the mitzvah Limud HaTorah is you're not Makai, so you can do that before Berachas HaTorah. Most probably that's what the Mishnah Brura means. But basically, Mishnah Brura says very clearly that even according to Levin Legoan, that you're not allowed to think of Torah before Berachas HaTorah. Doing a mitzvah, and even though you're thinking how to do the mitzvah, which is also Limud HaTorah, you're thinking of the halucha, that doesn't matter, you can do that before Berachas HaTorah. So that's the Mishnah Brura, that's our Lishkas Aguzes, Mishnah Brura. But the Mishnah Zobishan brings that there seems to be a machlokes. The Bekilya Yaakov, one of the greatest poskim, writes it derech agav, in an indirect way. Bekir Yaakov discusses the question, what's the best time to be Mekayim Mitzvah Arba Minim? Before Halal or at home? It's an ultimate halal. It's Sforas Lakan. Before Halal has got the Mala that you make the Brucha on the Tiras Dilev, and the Brucha goes on the Naniyam also. That's a Mala there. On the other hand, to say, do it at home, the reason of Mekayimim, and various other Cheshboinus. So if somebody wants to drink a coffee, they might be better off he does it after his kind of mitzvah. Right, that's it. The Ariya Kodesh says one should do it at home. So Bekir Yaakov says, after he goes through the various yitzhas, he says, therefore one should do aboicha yibcha, one should do what he's got, you've got the breira, but it's better al tzriz makdimin to do it at home, and so therefore the first thing in the morning, say Berachas HaTorah and take the arba minim. So he seems to be implying that in order to be Mekayim Arba Minim, you have to say Berachas HaTorah. He's not discussing Hilchos Berachas HaTorah, he's discussing the Melachos Arba Minim. But Derech Agav, he throws in those words, say Berachas HaTorah and do Arba Minim. It's mashmur that he holds, and that's what the Achronim seem to say, that there seems to be a machloikus. Mishnah Brura says you are allowed to do a mitzvah before Berachas HaTorah, and the Bekir Yaakov says one shouldn't. Bekir Yaakov is also one of the greatest apostles. To do a mitzvah before Berachas HaTorah. To perform a mitzvah before Berachas HaTorah. So you're taking Arba Minim, you're shaking it. Do you have to say Berachas HaTorah before you do the mitzvah? That's the dion here. So he brings the Bishop Shalbatan from Sefer Yafa Leiv, one of the Sfardish Poskim, and he also says that one should not do a mitzvah before Berachas HaTorah, as the Bekir Yaakov says so. No. Then he brings from the Imre Emes, rather strange, that L'chayla, what's the swear that you mustn't do a mitzvah before Berachas HaTorah? Berachas HaTorah is for Torah, not for mitzvahs. So he says in Zoya Kudeshtait that by Baalei Torah, their mitzvahs is Torah. We know there's Torah and there's mitzvahs, two separate things. Baal Tanya explains more the Chilek Torah mitzvah says in Gashmias, there's food and there's malbishim. A person needs both. But the food is for the life of the person, and the malbishim needs to have to be able to function. He says, Torah is the food, Haim Chayayini, and mitzvahs is malbishim. So it's not quite the same, and there are a lot of, in Haluchos, different between Torah and mitzvahs. So the Imre Emes brings us earlier that by Baalei Torah, by Chayit Tzadikim, is their mitzvahs is Torah. No, but their mitzvah is elevated to Torah. I'd like to try and understand at our level of pashtus. Actually, there is a Bas Yosef who brings the Avadram, the Machloikus, in Birchsa Torah. Do we say, Burachat Hashem, Laasik B'divre Torah, or Al Divre Torah? We say Laasik B'divre Torah. Avadram says one should say Al Divre Torah, because by saying Al Divre Torah, you have the reibach that you're including all mitzvahs, not just limud ha-Torah. So best I say al divrei Torah, which includes mitzvahs. Zok Bas Yosef, I don't understand. I don't want to include mitzvahs. For mitzvahs, I've got a brucha. On every mitzvah, there's a brucha. I'm not interested in including mitzvahs. I'd rather say la'asik b'divrei Torah. This is meyichet for divrei Torah. This brucha is for Torah. This seems to be the machlokes. Avraham says you should say al divrei Torah to include mitzvahs. He seems to be saying that Birchas HaTorah is not just for Limud HaTorah, it's for mitzvahs also. And Avraham and the Bas Yosef says, no, Birchas HaTorah is La'asik B'divrei Torah. According to that, we say La'asik B'divrei Torah, so we go according to the Shitta that Birchas HaTorah is purely for Torah. Like the Mishabir says. Kiryakov is Andish. The Yofel Lev, by the way, was a Sephardi, so he could be that he Paskin like the Mechabu says Al Divrei Torah, not like we say, and Al Divrei Torah is according to the Shitta that the Avadram that it includes mitzvahs also. So therefore he paskins that way, and we who say the last Divrei Torah, we are Mishtabriya, we go according to that. It could be a way out, but that's for Emfert the Yefeilei. The Yefeilei was a Sfadi, but the Bekir Yaakov was Ashkenazi, was actually a Yekhov from Deutschland. So that wouldn't go there. I think that the whole thing, we can emphasize the whole thing is Nishka Machloikas. There's no Machloikas about the whole thing. Allah Zen Amoidah basically Divrei Torah, last Divrei Torah is for mitzvah, Torah not for mitzvahs. What's the Shali here? Why does the Bekir Yaakov say that one has to say Birchas HaTorah before taking the Arba Minim? I want to suggest the following, but we have to have two hakdumas to understand what I'm going to say. The first hakduma is, I'm up for Zion. There's a gemurah mishach to say to, when the Eibishter made the bris, last week he lined, Eile de bris, shakuras Hashem, melvad abris, shakuras Hashem abachayrut. The Eibishter made a bris with Klal Yisrael on Tarek mitzvahs. The gemurah says, it wasn't 613 brises. It was 2,604 times, because it's 613. 2,450. Why? Because the Mura says on every mitzvah of the Tariq mitzvahs, the Eibishter made four brises. Every mitzvah has got four chalukim. Lilmoid, ilalamaid, lishmoid, vilasis. To sound like the Mura. The four chalukim in every mitzvah. Of course, meikar adin, a person takes a talis kut and puts it on, it's mekayim the mitzvah. But the shleimus of the mitzvah is lilmoid, elalamaid, lishmoid, belasis. The zeis of the gemura. That makes the mitzvah shleimus. Abazoi, the minig is, those who got the nisach, that before a mitzvah, before many mitzvahs is printed, we say, henu mechaven, to be mekayim, this mitzvah, that mitzvah, before tefillin, it's written in the siddur, some even say l'shem yichud also, but henu mechaven, mekayim, and we mention the psikim of the Torah. The chayla, that's the inyan. Why do you mention the psikim? Because before we do the mitzvah, we want to be mekayim, the chayla kav lilmet, 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 lilmet. So we say the psikim, I'm going to put on tefillin, as we state in the Torah, k'shartam lo yisal edechu, that's limud ha-Torah. By saying the limud, so this is a part of the mitzvah l'chayra. That's the reason why we say this before. that a person when he wants to do mitzvah b'shleimus, he should really say by when you take the album in, we also there's a nisach there which says the nisach of the psikim of the Torah. It's Kenzan, the Bekir Yaakov, all he's saying is that you should take the albuminim, but when you're going to take the albuminim, you're going to say the nisach. Therefore, I have to say Berachas HaTorah, not mitzad the mitzvah, mitzad the chelik of limud, which you're going to do before it. Now, mitzad the mitzvah, if you don't want to say this hinani michon, you don't need to say Berachas HaTorah. But he's telling us what to do. Do like the Aliyah Kodesh says, take the albuminim at home before you go to shul, and say Berachas HaTorah because he's assuming that you'll want to say the psikim. Turns out that what he means, he doesn't really mean so much the inyan of making Berachas HaTorah before a mitzvah. But we have a bit of a problem. The Mishnah Brura does throw in, he says the following. He says that even though when you do the mitzvah, you're thinking about it, but you're not mechaven l'shem limud HaTorah. You might say the same thing here. You're not mechaven, you're just saying hinani michon. You could say that it's different, because here we are mechaven. We want to be mechaven the lilmud l'lamud. That's one way out. But the emphasis, I'm not so sure about this inyan. Fin lilmud l'lamud, lishma v'la, says every mitzvah is got four halukim. If the lilmud is a normal lilmud ha-toyre dekadin, that before you do a mitzvah, do lilmud ha-toyre on this mitzvah, or no. There's an inyan, every mitzvah, before you actually perform the mitzvah, read the Torah, what it says about it. Not as hilchas lilmud ha-toyre. Nafkamina v'zahan, atakadona halucha l'masa, by nushim. They are not b'chiyev lilmud ha-toyre, v'lematam es b'nayichem v'loy b'nisaychem. So if it's a lilmud ha-toyre dekadin, so on their mitzvahs, a woman's b'chiyev, kiddush, to make kiddush. So Kenzan Bazai, there's no din of Lilmud Lamed because they've got no din of Lilmud HaTorah. If it's a chaylik of the mitzvah, Nishat Lilmud HaTorah, perhaps Lushim Shod, they've got this mitzvah, every mitzvah's got four chalukim, I don't know. So therefore, I'm not so sure of what I said before, that because you're not Mechavan Lashem mitzvah, you don't need to say Berachas HaTorah, as the Mishnah Brura says, if it's a din in Lilmud HaTorah, so if not Chavan Lashem mitzvah, you don't have to. What about if it's a Stammer didn't Torah alone is noch mehr. Kenzan nicht du kann Berachas HaTorah and that. I want to come to this point. What's Berachas HaTorah? Now there's a Gemara to go out from the Stipler, and I found the Rabbi Omer brings the same Yisod from the Netziv, and my brother Reb Chaim in his new Sefer Shaar HaChaim he actually brings seems to be Machloikas Rishonim on this Nekida. The Shagas Aryeh says, why does the Shulchan Aruch say that you only need Berachas HaTorah for saying Torah, not for Hira? Hira is a mitzvah. When the Gaon Flet, Hegisu bo yom v'laylo, Hegisu means Machshuva, Hegyo in Libi. There's certainly a mitzvah of Machshuva of Torah. There's Avada Gevalta Gemalas in saying Torah. Gemur said, Chaim Hemen Oitzayim, if you say it with your mouth, it's a Zachglesa, but certainly Yom HaKayim, mitzvahs limud HaTorah with Hira. Why does the Shulchan Aruch say that for Hero, you don't need Berachas HaTorah, only for limud with a mouth? Zuk the Shagas Aryeh. Berachas HaTorah is one of the two mitzvahs d'oraisa. Berachas HaMuzen, Berachas HaTorah. In the Torah state, Kishayim Hashem Ekru Huvigoydel Alekainin, the Gemara says, Shem Hashem Ekru refers to Torah. Torah is called Shem Hashem. Huvigoydel, you should give a bruchah to the Eibishter. There we learn out, Berachas HaTorah is Benat Torah. There it says, Kishayim Hashem Ekru. Ekru is with the mouth. So this Shem Hashem Ekru is not on Hira. The Pusik is only referring to Divrei Torah, which is with the mouth. There's where God came. That's why the Shagas Aryeh explains that the Shulchan Aruch says you don't need to say Berachas HaTorah for Hira. What did the Vilna Gaon say? You're right. Shem Hashem Ekru doesn't refer to Hira. But you're moided that there's a mitzvah of Hira with Divrei Torah. It brings a mitzvah, but every mitzvah there's a brucha. So you should say mitzvah, the brucha mitzvah, you'd say it. Zuk the stipler, Bazoi, there's a nafkamina. Even though the Vilna Gaon says you say Berachas HaTorah, it's a different Berachas HaTorah. The Berachas HaTorah, which you say when you speak with your mouth, is midaraisa, kishayim Hashem ekru. The Berachas HaTorah, which is for Hirer, is Berachas HaMitzvos, which is midrabunan. And it says, Och tizal b'zach, and my brother Abraham brings, it seems to be a machlokes rishonim, if the Berachas HaTorah is a Berachas HaMitzvos dekedin, or Berachas HaShvach. You know, it's a bakant, the Brisker Ruv used to say, Behem his father, Abraham Brisker, used to say that midaraisa, you have to say Berachas HaTorah. Pashas nishas Berachas HaMitzvos. Berachas HaMitzvos is nishlai raisa. He says, the chashiv toira is a chushav azach. As the chashiv is fin toira, you have to say Berachas HaTorah. Not as the mitzvah. Bruch sa mitzvah, you put on tefillin at the gemalt kemitzvah, mit arayas, you don't make a brucha. It's only mit rabunan. But Torah, the chshivas of Torah, kishayim Hashem ekri, you're reading Torah, ah, hovi goyle lelkan, you're supposed to give hashmach da'ay, b'shte bruch Hashem avgat Torah. So, bruch sa Torah is a different type of bruch altogether. So,
No.
No. You misunderstood me. Berachah for learning Torah. When you learn Torah, if you learn Behira, you makayim a mitzvah. For that, there is a berachah mitzvahs to say Hashem tuvos elacha b'Torah. Then, when you say Torah, there's a derayis that get in. So, Reb Chaim Brisker, that's not also berachah mitzvahs. In the Torah, we don't find berachah mitzvahs. It's a derayis that get in. Also, the greatest cut from Torah. Shayim Hashem ekri, you learn in Torah. It's a well, hashashir shakodz borachim. So, who we go there? You put on tefillin a galtik mitzvah, but you don't make a brucha for it in Torah. For learning Torah, you do make a brucha. The Mishnah here is talking about a person is doing a mitzvah and he's mahar b'divrei Torah. He said that's for that you don't make brucha for Torah. And here is divrei Torah. Why does one make a brucha? One makes as brucha a mitzvah, as we said before. Mitzvah sirchs kavuna. So if you're doing the mitzvah without kavuna, you're not makayim the mitzvah, you don't need brachas Torah. But the Kiryat Yaakov is talking about somebody who says the psikim. When he says the psikim, it's nishat brachas mitzvahs. You're saying psikim of the Torah. When you say psikim of the Torah, you have to say brachas Torah. So that's why you have to say brachas, even if you're not makayim the mitzvah, and even mitzvah mitzvah, you could say mitzvahs kavuna, you're not makayim a mitzvah. But you're saying divrei Torah. The chshivas of Torah, phalanx, hamzalzun, brachas Torah. According to that, there's no machlokes. Hakamoidim, you can do a mitzvah before Berachas HaTorah. But if you want, and if you, even though you're maharah of b'shas, you're doing the mitzvah, you're maharah of HaTorah, you can, don't need to say Berachas HaTorah. As the Mishnah says, you're not mechaven l'shem limud. But if you're going to say, hineni mechaven, you're going to say the psikim of the Torah, there you're mechiv to say Berachas HaTorah medaraisa, because you're, have you got it alakani? We don't have machlokes to manage to clear up this machlokes, and the topic is to clear up all machlokes. Derech Drish, I thought, it becomes a Gemara, Amu of the Huretz. Why was the Chalm this Mikdash? Ma'as and Navim, nobody knew. Till Sikim Abaskal and Hashemayim, because Shlei Borchi Batoyot Tchila. A strange thing. Shlei Borchi Batoyot Tchila. All the mitzvahs they did, they davened, they learned Krishma, they learned, they just didn't say Berachas HaTorah. They had in the morning a Koyel Boika, they learned for 4 hours before Shachris, but they didn't say Berachas HaTorah. Why shouldn't they say Berachas HaTorah? What's the loss of Baruch B'Torah B'Tchila? They said Baruch HaTorah. They said Baruch HaTorah, knowing, thinking, that Baruch HaTorah is like all mitzvahs, Baruch HaMitzvahs. They didn't recognize that Baruch HaTorah is like, as the Chaim Brisker says, is besides the mitzvah. The Chshiv is a Torah so chushiv that you have to say Baruch HaTorah even if it's not the Shemitzvah. L'naf k'min avitzan, if you want to do a mitzvah, and you're saying the psikim before the mitzvah, and you're not mechaven l'shem limud haTorah. So if it's a berachas mitzvah, you don't need to make berachas haTorah. But if it's as chshivas haTorah, you do. You want to be mechaven the mitzvahs. You have to. You're going to say the psikim. You have to say berachas haTorah. Ishle baruchu b'Torah tchila. They didn't start off. They did mitzvahs. They came in shul in the morning and they gave tzukah and they put on talis and tefillin, everything without berachas haTorah. Afterwards they said berachas haTorah, but they didn't say tchila. Had they understood the chshivas of Torah, so according to this cheshbon, you're mechiv to make berachas haTorah before the mitzvah, because the psikim which you're saying, even though you're not mechaven, l'shem limud haTorah. According to Maskuna, there's no shala. Preferably, you should say berachas haTorah at home, but if you didn't, if somebody goes around collecting money, you should give him once, and if he goes around again, you can give him another time. Times and losing titan, I feel a maya p'umim. The besalayv is a kochin parshas mishput, the parshas trimmer, that a tzedukah an uni is a heftes of mitzvah. We should be machshavit at least like tzitzis and arbaminim. We should tzitzis. We should. Somebody asked Ben Yomin, Hatzadik Ben Yezuva, if it's a heftes in the middle of Krishna, when you're supposed to look at the tzitzis. Shachmosh that the reason it. It doesn't say you're supposed to kiss it. The middle guy, let me see, kiss it. So he asked if it's a shalaf and a hefzik. In the middle of Krishna, you're not supposed to do other things. You're supposed to look at Isa Moisai. There's a skill to put them on the eyes, a skill not to become blind. Is it a shalaf and a hefzik? So he said, Ich verstehe nicht. Ayid's got tzitzis and hadish, only give a kiss. So we should be machshid there and you become. come round. This is the hefter shal mitzvah zuzuk besides. We have to machshav every person, but certainly the aniyim come round. And if you think of it, if he's coming round to chasna macham akind, it's pshat that he's, if he would come round for chasna macham liyusam yaseima, yeah, we'd all run towards it. A person goes round shnoring for his own children, it's greater, because aniyim ha'oni imach. So he's trying to help his son or daughter get married. He's a gabbat tzedukah, which is l'shem shamayim, and he gets mizuyonis for it. He might have shekel l'giyah, he wants to marry off his child, but basically, he's a gabbat tzedukah, and certainly in these days, they're betrachten in yonim tzedukah v'chesed. Chokzein in this forum from Shimshin Pinkas, he says, Elul, we know Elul is a chodesh harachm, ani l'doidi v'doidi li. There's a certain type of closeness Kavyuchel we have in the Ayibashu, which we have in Elul and not in Tishri. Even though Tishri is Dirish Hashem be Motzoi, that says, my chivet, Gavaltika Taig, Mishnek, Nishtait Hashem Shmiel, that these were the 10 days when Bilam tried to curse the Yidden, and the Ayibashu didn't allow the Rega of Zam in these 10 days, and Leizoam Hashem, Leman Tzav, Tzav, Sirkas Hashem, says, Gavaltika's man for Chiva, we can do, but there's a certain type of closeness which we had before. In the days of, says, my Chiva, Melech, and the Melech, there's days of awe. Now there's more Ani L'doidi. It's more a doidi is an uncle. What's an uncle? For a father you have Moira, the mitzvah. For a brother you're Hamish, hopefully. An uncle is a brother shitfus between the two. You have he's a generation before, your father's brother, you look up to him, but there's a Hamishkeit. So in Chodesh El, there's a bit of a Hamishkeit. Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li. So he says a mushal. Person comes Elul and he starts thinking about Rosh Hashanah and says, wait, the world is a me is stuck with Nehru Padin. It's too much. Pachat from the Madin. And I say, it's Mechiva and Yom Kippur and Shana Rabbah. So the Yitzhara scares him off. It's not for you. It's too much for you. Leave it for those of the Hashem. You'll push through the weeks when I have shelf. You'll go, you'll hear Shaifa, you'll dip your apple and honey, and you'll fast and some Gedalia. Yeah, Hashem will come. So at the end, some chesed will dance a bit, and then for a year we'll have menicha. That's what the Yetzal comes to us. That's a terrible thing. The last thing we can afford to do is to ignore what's going on now. How do we overcome this pachat? He said, Gavaltigamushal. He said, that's what we have Chodesh Elul for. We still got another week to Rosh Hashanah. We make the most out of it. He says, a child wants to cross the road. Little boy. You can't cross the road, there's lorries and cars and motorbikes, the schools are foolish. You should try to have a few steps, no chance of getting to the other side of the road. What does he do? He asks for a grown-up, a tall man, can you please take me across the road? Yeah, the tall man can see when there are no cars and when it's possible to go. So someone, yes, sir, take my hand. The tall man bends down a little bit, the child raises his hand, he doesn't reach it yet, so the tall man goes a bit further down, and the child goes and tiptoes, and up the hand. Once he's got the hand, he can take him along, he's safe. He said, the avoid of Elul is to get hold of the hand of Yuchal Ayib. The Ayib said, Yemina Pshita. He's stretching out his hand to us, stretching very, very far down from Hashemayim to us. And we have to get a bit bit higher on our tiptoes. We can't walk so as we normally walk. And get hold of the hand of Yuchal. Once, Ani L'doidi V'doidi Li, yes, he'll take us over Hashem, yes, Hashem, it'll be all right. Elul is to make the connection with the Rebbein Shem. That's the avoidance of that form. But Dr. Nuch has a yidduk effect, the Eshte Belzeruf. He's going to be Bal Tzakaya, Rosh Hashanah. What kavunas should he have? He's Shaifa, what kavunas should he have? So Belzeruf said, kavunas, Shaifa, you already find out. I'll tell you one kavun you should have. All year round, you should be mechaven that you are the Bal Tzakaya, Rosh Hashanah. That's what you have to do. So I thought to myself, it's Kanzan, the minig is in many places, I don't know, everywhere, but certainly in our places, that the Baal Tefillah who says Amelech stands on his place, he says Amelech there, and then he goes to the Omer. That's the Minik. I don't know where you call it, but that's the Minik. The Beis Ha'an brings from his Zayda, the Ba'an Kalin HaGudl. Once he said Amelech, and he collapsed. Amelech. After he said, I reminded myself of the Gemara in Gittin, the Birch HaMazaka, when he went out to, who was it, the Yunus Kaiser, the Kaiser there, and he said, Shalom Aloch Malka, and he said, Yochayev Misa, I'm not the Melech. And if I am the Melech, why haven't you come till now? He said, I remind myself of this Gemara, I'm saying HaMelech. So they asked me, if I'm HaMelech, why didn't you come till now? What's Rasun? I'm Melech Gansiyor. That's why he collapsed. Kenzan, that's the Indian. We say Hamelech where we stand all year. Remember all year that there's Hamelech. It's the same Hamelech. Melech Olam, which we say 100 times a day, it's the same Melech. So from that place, we say Hamelech to remember, of course, Shuna has got Memchas Shua, it's called the Moyach of the year. And the Moyach of the year, but the Moyach has to feed the whole body. So Rosh Shuna, we do it in a special, very, very, in a high tone, Hamelech. But this Hamelech of Rosh Shuna has to take us into the whole year that we should remember as Rabbi Shimon Bar Melech, as they say in Kotzk, Malach al Kol Olam Kiloi, the Terezov Sheik, what is al Kol Olam Kiloi? Malach al Kol Olam. Why is it Kiloi? Terezov says, well, Kol Olam, you could say maybe Ruboi Kiloi. So, no, Kol Olam Kiloi Mamish. And the Kotzk said, Malach al Kol Olam Kiloi. And all the 7 billion people in the world, Malach al Kol Olam. But there might be one might be said left out. Kiloi, a mural to. The Mamelech Eibishter, not just in the whole world, on oneself to be. To subordinate oneself to Eibishter. Okay.